And besides, it's not nice for you to be in my bedroom with me in a silk nightie. George, stop this minute. Don't take your clothes off. You just can't, I tell you. Darling, don't you dare try to get under the covers with me. George, you shouldn't do it. No, don't, George, please. You're tearing my new silk nightie. All right. If I let you kiss my breast, will you get up and put your clothes back on? Oh, George, you're getting me all excited. No. No, please don't put your hand down there on me. Oh, all right. I'll let you play around just 2 minutes. Then you've got to go. George, what are you going to do with that jar of Vaseline? No. No, George. Get back on your side of the bed. I'm not going to uncross my legs. George, you're forcing me. Why do you have to be so rough? George, what in the world is that big thing you have in your hand? Please, George, don't. Don't you dare try to do that to me.
And remember, Zombo's available for children's parties.
Stop this minute. I'll call Daddy. I swear I will. I really mean it. No. Oh, George, you're hurting me. Now I am going to scream for Daddy. Daddy! 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 Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
Look out, Fat Deacon. Do you really think I'm gonna weaken?
Well, now, Sister Pigeon, if you really want that true religion, you better do what I say and see the thing my way.
Your eyes are glowing.
That's natural, baby. I am gonna make you feel spirit. Just bring your heart to me and sit upon my knee.
Should I start praying?
No, no, I think I'll dim the light.
What are you saying?
It's much, much, much too bright.
Please don't squeeze my hand.
Well, you do not understand.
A monster at number 71. The Deacon moves in. Little Esther with the Dominoes. Coming up at number 70. Crawling by the Clovers. Dumbo. 100. Fantastic.
Well, I stopped ride. Trick the time for me to go. Well, she didn't bat an eye when she saw me on the floor, just a-crawling, a-really crawling. I poured the beer and the gin, I drink the gin with the wine. It had me really charging like a jetty night, and all that I was feeling mighty fine. High as in a Georgia pine, rocking steady on my legs. The floor came up and bumped my head. Man, I was crawling, but really crawling. Really bawling. Just then the husband broke in and threw me out in the street. I don't know what became of her, but I was really beat. I tried to drag it on, sore and full of misery. All the sneaky beat was gone, and the folks could plainly see I was crawling instead of bawling. Instead of bawling, yes, I was crawling. Instead of bawling, oh, I was crawling. Instead of bawling, but let me tell you one thing, I ain't going there no more.
Oh, yeah, and coming in at number 69 by the Arandis. He is Zambu here playing, oh, the grooviest, coolest, 100 fantastic songs in the universe, a show that took 49 years in the making. Pittsburgh's own Arandis, 69, coming in at number 69, coming in at 68. You owe me one. The Golf Game, everybody's favorite, Jeb and Cousin Easy. Whew. Oh, now's the time to tell you, coming up at Zombo Gallery. Saturday night, we're going to have the closing of the ukulele show. Six, it's probably going to close up around early, so get there early. 6 to about 9 or 10. And then at 10 o'clock, right around the corner at Remedy, my groovy new band, The Whips, will be playing. So check that out. With Local Honey. It'll be a fun show. That's it. That's all the shade. Oh, and starting January 9th at Arsenal Lanes. That's right, Zombo After Hours. From midnight to, wait.
69.
Till midnight. Midnight till 2 a.m. in the morning. Every Friday, Zombo will be playing his crazy, wacky, underground, groovy bowling music. And you know they play. I play neat stuff. Join me at the Arsenal Lanes Friday starting January the 9th for Zombo After Hours. Noon, not noon. Midnight to 2 a.m. All right, that's all the promotion I got to bug you with. The Golf Game, Cousin Easy, Jeb. And you know where it's at. It's in your brain. And if you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT is the phone number.
These nightclubs, get a little sunshine and fresh air and learn how to play golf.
My pa said when you get too old to run women, you start running them balls across the golf pasture.
Now, he may have been smart, but he wasn't that smart.
How you do it?
Well, I'll tell you what little bit I know about playing golf, and then maybe you can learn.
Oh, hell yeah. Now what?
Well, first you have to have your golf bag, your golf balls, and your golf clubs. You do have your bag, balls,
oh,
and clubs.
Oh, hell yeah. I got out of the service for that much anyhow.
You go out to the golf links.
I do?
You pull the zipper down on your bag, you take your ball out, and you drop it on the ground.
God damn, woman, will not get it dirty?
That doesn't make any difference, because if it gets dirty, there's a little steel brush there, and you brush it off.
That sounds like a rough damn game to me, I'll tell you that right now. Now what I do?
You tee off in front of the clubhouse.
Why can't you go around behind in the bushes? What do you think?
You want the people to see you, you idiot, so they'll cheer you.
They wouldn't cheer me. They'd boo the living hell out of me.
I'm sorry. First you take your tea.
What's your tea?
Your tea is that little white thing about that long.
How damn I got that all right. It wasn't that big when I was in Alaska, though.
They're the same anywhere.
Yeah, well, you put it 15 below zero and it'll shrink while living hell right out of there.
You stoop over and you stick your tea in the ground.
Oh, hell yeah. Now what I do?
You stoop over, stick your tea in the ground, then you put your bowl on top of it.
Now that sounds natural, baby. That sounds natural. Now what I do?
Now you take your club.
I do.
By the way, how do you hold your club?
Like the boys in Louisiana, how to get it between my thumb and my... None of your damn business how I hold my club.
You take your club in both hands, thusly.
Sound like that old boy from Alabama. You all come. Now what I do?
Both hands.
All right, both hands.
Then you throw it over your shoulder.
Hold it, woman. Hold it. Now, ain't that stretching a little bitty thing a long way, throwing it over your shoulder?
Over your shoulder.
All right, I'll stretch it over my shoulder now.
Then you come down and you hit the ball and it'll soar and soar and soar.
How mad it would if you'd scrub it with a steel brush and beat it with a damn club. Naturally, it gets sore and sore. Now what?
You knock the ball on the green.
What's the green?
You don't know what the green is either?
I don't even know how to play the game in the first damn place.
The green is that great big smooth patch with the little bitty hole in the middle.
Oh, I'm a hog about that hole in the middle. I may be too old to cut the mustard, but I love to mess around them damn patches, I'll tell you that. Now.
You pull out your putter.
What's my putter?
Your putter happens to be the shortest club you own.
Look at me, baby. Look at me. You look at me now. I'm in the game now. What I do?
You take your putter.
I do.
And you knock the ball in the hole.
I want to put my putter in a hole.
It ain't big enough.
You ain't been where I've been.
There's just one more thing I'm going to tell you.
What's that?
And maybe you can talk intelligently about it, if nothing else.
Oh, hell yeah. Now what I do?
At the end of that 18th hole.
Yeah.
There's a little red flag there, and that tells you that the game is over.
Well, you can move the red flag to the second hole, because after the first hole, I'm a dead pigeon anyhow.
All right, and coming in at number 67, the Cocaine Blues, Billy Hughes.
Come home from work in that old Tulsa town. Caught my baby trifling and I shot her down. I went to bed, but I rolled all night. I knew I had to beat it before daylight. About 4 o'clock, someone knocked on my door. I grabbed my pistol and I fell on the floor. I heard a man calling my baby's name. I opened up the door and I blew out his brain. When I realized the thing I had done, I grabbed my hypodermic and I made my run. I made a good start, but I ran too slow. They got me in a dive down in El Paso. I'm sitting at a table of blowing the stick. A plain clothes grabbed me and he got me quick. Now don't try to tell us your name is Brown. You're the cocaine kid that shot your woman down. I knew they had me solid with no alibi. It wouldn't help me any if I told a lie. I said I'm the kid and I'm beat, you see. So if you've got a warrant, just read it to me. He said you shot your woman and a round or two. They might have had it coming, but it's bad for you. Well, I said I'm no angel and I'm full of sin. But under those conditions, I would do it again. When I was arrested, I was dressed in blue. They handcuffed me and throwed me on an old choo-choo. I didn't have a nickel, couldn't make a bill, so they shook me down and throwed me in that old dirty jail. Jury walked out and then they walked back in. The foreman held the verdict in his right hand. 99 years way down in Mac. May made me regret the night I wouldn't take her back. Now listen, all you dopers, take my advice. Don't ever use a needle any more than twice, or you become an addict and blow your lid. Take a look at what it did to the cocaine kid.
And at 66, where's the law? Did he got that?
Well, it all started around about a 9:30. Everybody stitches and they're drinking that wine. When the gals got to fighting and pulling hair, you would have thought Chris Jackson was there. Where's the law? Where's the law? Where's the law? It was a knockdown dread. I'd started not wrong. Well, I'm not the kind of gal to get real mad. I don't like fights because I think it's real bad. But some smart man, he just parted in my hand. It would have been all right, but you didn't. Where's the law? Where's the law?
Cigar. Who's gonna pay the check? You dance all night and have a good time. You're telling everybody you're a friend of mine. And then you order in the fancy wine. And who's gonna pay the check? That's all right, I'm like you fine. I'm like you for a friend of mine. But put your money on the line, cause who's coming over and they sit down. You said to them, said I'm up another round. Well, that's all right if you're gonna leave a town, but who's gonna pay the check? I take the bus and you take the cab. When the bill of shits to come, I don't see you grab. Well, that's all right if you pay the tab, but who's gonna pay the check? Friend of mine, but put your money on the line, cause who's gonna pay the check? Paisana, reach in your pocket, huh? You always are wearing a fancy clothes. You're making a bet on the horse's nose. Well, that's all right if the money she's the ghost, but who's gonna pay the check? Everybody, she's a think you nice. She's a think we making with the shoes and rice. But when the time she's a come, I'm gonna send her dice. Cause who's a gonna pay the check? That's alright, I'm like you fine. I'm like you for a friend of mine. But I put your money on the line, cause who's a gonna pay the check? Hey.
Who's gonna pay the check?
Paisan.
Hey.
Who's gonna pay?
All right, back announcing every tune. I'm going to be the next Jay Thurber before I know it. Number 65, who's going to pay the check? Peggy Lee. All right, at 64, a favorite. Three Blind Moose. WRCT, Zombo Stop 100.
Three blind moose. The moose takes a goose. The moose takes a goose. A moose on the loose is as loose as a goose. A moose on the loose is as loose as a goose. Now the goose is named Bruce and he wants a truce with three blind moose. Three blind moose. Three blind moose. The moose wants some juice. The moose wants some juice. And the juice for a moose is the juice of a goose. The juice for a moose is the juice of a goose. And the goose is a goose and he wants a truce with three blind moose. Three blind moose. Three blind moose. Ooh, three blind moose. Ooh, out to get goose. Cause they all want.
I had to jump into that. Oh, man, couldn't take much more. That song goes on for 45 minutes. Number 63, Boobs a Lot by the Fugs. Oh, man, this is great. I have been waiting to play all of these songs all at one time, and you know what? I might have a contest. You can win an MP3 CD with Zombo's Top 100. I just have to figure out how to trick you into getting it. Maybe by guessing the number one song, you win an MP3 CD. That'll work. Guess the number one song that is going to be played at around 3 o'clock. If I can make it, I'm trying to squeeze all 100 in. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. Zombo's Top 100. I am not kidding. Oh. Todo Zombo. Stupid, I got to play Junk Out of the Bin, which I have to get to pretty soon. Oh, man, it's a 15 till 12. All right, I'll play one more song, then get into the garbage bin. Ah, the phone lines are lighting up already. Guess the number one. That's a good idea. Guess the number one song of today's 100 countdown. That's Zombo's Pick of the Crips or whatever. The finest tunes ever created by mankind. That was Boobs a Lot by the Fugs. And you know, this is The Coffin by the Daytonas. I guess I better get that telephone call. All right, then I got to play some junk out of the bin. But call me, 412-621-WRCT. See if you can guess the number one song and win 100 tunes. All right, well, we're getting some close ones. Everybody's guessing the number two song. The number two song on the countdown. Well, I got to play some things out of the bin. Found a few goodies. Yes. This goes out to Ray from Southside. RPM. Gary Usher. Nice tune. All right, speaking of, like, I guess. I'm not trying to duct tape segues together. You ever do that? They kind of crash into each other. Do you have an unloved bicycle sitting in your basement waiting to relive its past glory? Huh? You want to make love to that bike? You want to marry your bike? Go ahead. See if I care. See if I care. Don't get huffy with me. All right. A box of bike parts in your closets that you can't allow to rot in a landfill, but you yourself will never use, will donate. The free ride. Come on and take a free ride. Who did that song, Free Ride? Come on and take a free ride. Definitely not in my top 100. Recycle a bike. Accepts tax-deductible donations of bicycle parts, tools, and to fulfill their mission of giving old bikes new life back on the streets where they belong. It's a non-profit organization located in Construction Junction. And what's its function? It's a warehouse at 214 North Lexington in Point Breeze, in the neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, freeridepgh.org or call 412-372-whatever, bunch of numbers, 412-731-4094. Okay? All right, you got a neighbor in need? Well, give him a bike. There you go, and tell him to get lost. But if you ever have a real neighbor in need, millions of Americans with long hair. Oh, boy, this is depressing. This isn't even one of my top 10 PSAs. Oof. Boy, this is a real killer here. All right. Is your neighbor in need? Millions of Americans with long-term health needs are struggling to keep their independence. Probably going to be me in about a year. Volunteer by volunteering to help, shop, cook, drive, or just say hello. You know you can't go in there and say hello. You know this guy's got all these machines hooked up to him. He's dying. You're saying, hey, hello. Can't do that. You got to shop or cook or drive. So be prepared to do something, buddy. All right. A few hours can make a big difference. Faith in action. Sounds like one of those, like, I got to change songs here. That's a good song, that RPM song. Here's something from Hank 3, completely overrated Hank Williams 3. I mean, even though Hank Williams 2 is a total jerk, Hank 3 is... All right, back to Faith in Action. It connects people and programs with people in need right in your community. Call 1-877-FAITH-11 or go to faithinaction.org. That's Faith. God, this stinks. Man, they make this big deal about Hank the Third. It's more like Hank the Third. Man, let's get rid of that. Oh, man. All right. This is Little Joy. I know this is good. This is really a great record. Okay, back to Faith in Action. 877-FAITH-11 is the number. Faithinaction.org. And I'm going to tell you about Paul's CDs. You can get a bunch of this groovy music I'm playing here at Paul's. But I bet you some of it, but not all of it. I'm going to read this just because whatever. Some of the music played on the... Oh, this song is so nice. You can probably pick up this Little Joy at... such a nice tune. Some of the music played on WRCT has been donated by Paul CDs. Paul CDs is located at 4526 Liberty Avenue in Scenic Bloomfield. For more information, call them. Call Paul CDs right now. Tell them you're listening to Zombo. They'll freak out. That's right. Or at least they'll go and have a shorter smoke break. 412-621-3256 is the number of Paul CDs. That's the only place you should be buying groovy cool music. You know that. Oh, man, this tune is nice. But we gotta jump back into the top. The top 100. We're not too bad. We're at 61. And this is the Bat Poem. I got this from my buddy Jeff at Golden Oldies in Tacoma, Washington. He had the store there that was the only person that bought stuff. It was like these pity sales, you know? You ever go into a record store and you buy pity sale? You know, you go in there and, man, they're not going to like me if I don't buy anything. You know, isn't that a horrible feeling? You go into any store, you know, and you act like they hate you. And they do. You know, if you walk out of a store and you don't buy anything, in the back of their mind, they're going, you really think this is big and pushy. Because you're wasting the valuable. You walked in their store. I mean, it's like fishing. You know, the fish, you got to be, oh, I'm going to give me a big fish. The fish just goes by your line. Says, I really, really didn't want a worm. I didn't want it really, but I said I'd come by and say hello. See, it's like that come by and say hello for Faith 11. It's that same doggone thing. You go in there and you say hello. They're like, what are you saying hello for? This isn't social hour. This is the business, pal. I'm dying here. You got to buy something. Oh, all right, here's the Bat Poem anyhow, before I rudely interrupted myself. Number 61. Or something like that.
Take me back to Gotham City, Batman. Take me where the girls are pretty, Batman. All those damsels in distress, half undressed or even less, the Batpill makes them all say yes. Batman, help us out in Vietnam, Batman. Help us drop that bat napalm, Batman. Help us bomb those jungle towns, spreading pain and death around. Coke and candy wins them round, Batman. Help us smash the Viet Cong, Batman. Help us show them that they're wrong, Batman. Help us spread democracy, get them high on LSD, make them just like you and me, Batman. Show me what I have to do, Batman, 'cause I wanna be like you, Batman. Black your bat sign over Lime Street. Batmobiles down every crime street. Happy Bat Day! That's when I'll meet Batman.
The new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation, Pizza Boy USA. He's getting ready now, listen to the crowd. He's a Pizza Boy USA. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it fly. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Oh, what a guy. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Schmo. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Make a dance, take a chance, up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance, up and all. schmo. They love him so when he flips that dough, he's Pizza Boy USA. They love him so when he flips that dough, he's Pizza Boy USA.
Oh, man, the phone calls are coming and coming, and everybody's wrong. How can you not guess the number one top song? You knuckleheads want to hear it almost every week, and it's not the Wiener Dog Polka. This is number 59, Burnt Toast by Mike Pedersen. We heard number 60, Pizza Boy. I'd never make that sobriety test with the... I can't even count backwards when I'm not drunk. Can you imagine calling you, count backwards from my, just cuff me. Cuff me now. Put them on, man. I ain't going to try to count back from 100. Forget it. All right, then the Bat Poem was number 61. That's right. And you know what? Keep in mind, you never know. If you listen to the end of the show, I might tell you how you can get your 100 top Zombo songs. God, I hate to give it away. But you got to guess the number one song. I don't know. I'm torn. You know me. Did I? Yeah, good. I talked about Neighbors in Need. I talked about... Okay. Good. I can get back to the music. I love this tune. Burnt Toast and Black Coffee. Mike Pedersen.
Back home, I'm eating burnt toast, drinking black coffee. Burnt toast and drinking black coffee. Burnt toast and drinking black coffee. Yeah. That's all she left for me.
Stop! Hold the red light!
You know, it certainly is a lot of fun revisiting these old shows. That's what you're listening to today. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archives right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. This show originally aired the second day of January 2009. So that was a bit ago. So that's what this whole series is going to be on Thursdays. I got an encore show on Thursdays, 2 to 5 o'clock. I'll be revisiting in chronological order all my old shows. They've actually started getting the digital recordings in 2009. So we're going that route. So 2009 up until whenever. So that's a huge chunk of Zombo. And I'm going to be replaying these once again on Thursdays. My regular live show is going to be on Fridays. Let's get back into it. This was just a really great idea. I don't even remember doing the top 100 songs, my favorite top 100 songs. I never even remember doing that. So let's dig in some more. All right. Coming in at number 57, the Iron Man by the Lounge Brigade. Number 58 was Stop for the Red Light by Harold Burridge. And then 59 was Burnt Toast. And what you're probably saying, well, how come this song isn't on the Zombo 100? You know, because it's whatever I damn want to put on it. That's what. That's the criteria. The criteria is whatever I want to hear. The 100 songs that I like. All right, it's that simple. But, you know, I could have forgot something. I could have put something, because it all depends. It's a Zombo thing, you know? It's played when noon o'clock already. Ah! I better play a WRCT thing.
Things get brighter day by day when you listen to the big W.
There you go.
Life is lighter.
Yeah, like all that stuff. You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's in your brain. And Zombo here till 3 o'clock. I'm trying to I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to have to might start editing songs. You know what I mean? Like, I might not be able to play whole songs. I got 3 hours. I'm not even I'm at the halfway point. Am I halfway point? Let me look at the clock here. It's digital. I can't look at the let me look at the watch here. No, this isn't halfway. It's like 12:30 is halfway. But then the 1 o'clock, I got that rotten community calendar I got to read. The concert calendar to tell you all the things to do in Pittsburgh, but you lazy bum just sit there, do nothing. So go, I was listening to the radio. It's too cold outside. Oh, well, your life, go ahead. When you're on your deathbed, and you're thinking, what did I do with my life? Well, I listened to the radio. I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, well, whatever. You're through, new old pally. All right, you're listening to WRCT Zombo's Record Party, 412-621-WRCT. Not one person. Now, you know, the sad thing is you're all going to suffer for this. I'll tell you what, if I get one person to accurate, and not somebody calling, the same person calling me 45 million times, going through the checklist of everything that I've ever played on my radio show. It's got to be, I just can't get a million calls from one guy guessing. You know, that gets old after 48 times. So if one person guesses the number one song, everybody will get 100, an MP3 CD of the top 100 Zombo songs. Am I an idiot or what? Just giving away my music like a crazy man. But then again, you have to come to the Zombo Gallery on Saturday to get your CD. How'd you like that? We are having the closing of the ukulele show from 6 to 9 o'clock. Also, the Whips will be playing my groovy garage rock band with go-go girls. Yeah. We got go-go girls in this band. We're going to be at the Remedy. 10 o'clock, Saturday. Right around the corner from Zombo Gallery. So it'll be a nice, cheap evening for you. And local honey's on the bill, so there you go. All right. You want some more music? All right. I want to play something. What was I going to do here? I want to do this. I got to strange it up a little bit, okay? Okay. 412-621-WRCT is the number, and let's jump right into My Baby Tracks Me Down Like Radar by the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
My baby tracks me down like radar. street. My daddy takes me down like radar, 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 radar.
What I call living, a creature of comfort am I.
Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Houston's Astrodome.
When Houston was a little child, the big dome was the sky, blazing with stars. Are floating with clouds, cool in the winter, hot in the summer. Then someone got a big idea, said, let's control that weather. Make it like springtime, all year long, play football, baseball, any kind of game at all. Build a dome, big dome, astrodome, astrodome.
Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Houston's astrodome.
Winter's not there, it's springtime all year. Feels just like heaven, it's what I call living. A creature of comfort am I.
Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Astrodome, got the weather beat. Houston's Astrodome. Come to the Astrodome, gonna have fun at the Astrodome.
Astro out to the Astrodome.
You might get lucky.
Astro, don't get the weather beat. Astro, don't get the weather beat. Astrodome.
Astro,
Astro.
One of my favorite instrumentals, Lino Ventura, number 54 on the 100 countdown. You're listening to Zombo here, playing the top 100 songs of mankind and womankind. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Coming up, number 53 is Difficult Love. By Messer Chups, one of my favorite bands from Russia. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. Not one of you lazy, uninformed bums have correctly guessed the number. Even the listeners I know that have a brain guessed it wrong. You know? Even the ones that I consider at the top of the class have brutally disappointed me. You know, the funny thing is, all I need is one person to accurately guess the number, and the Wiener Dog Polka is number two. The number one song in Zombo's world. Your world. Probably not your world. Heaven forbid it's not your world. Beat it. Get out of my world. Yeah, good. You stay right there. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. Coming up at the gallery, Saturday night, the closing of the ukulele show, where if some brainiac guesses the number one song, I'll be giving free MP3 CDs with 100 songs, the top 100 Zombo songs. Yes, sir, Bob. Not available in stores, and rightly so. Okay. And then, don't forget, starting January the 9th, Fridays at Arsenal Lanes, Zombo After Midnight. Zombo, oh, it's going to be crazy. I get to play all the really goofy, dirty stuff. I don't get to play anywhere else. At Arsenal Lanes, midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday, starting the 9th. Here is Difficult Love, Messer Chaps, WRCT 88.3. Yes, sorry, Bob. 4127 Division phone number.
Да, когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да-да. Окей. Да-да.
Тебе да, когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да!
Yeah.
here we go, the number 52 song, Jim Gillette, doing the train to Satanville. Let's follow that up with the number 51 song, Bill Haley, a really not so popular song, but a really cool one, the train to Sin. Then coming up at 50, the halfway mark, Twinkies and Ding Dongs.
Get off of that train to Sin. Get off of that train to Sin. Cause the devil is the engineer. He's heading in the wrong direction. Carrying too much freight. Rolling on to destruction. You'll be lost if you hesitate. So get off of that train to Sin. Get off of that train to Sin. Better get off of that train to Sin. Cause the devil is the engineer. The Lord made 10 commandments. To guide you every day. And he'll be there beside you if you stumble along the way. So get off of that train to Sin. You better get off of that train to Sin. Get off of that train to Sin. Cause the devil is the engineer. Sinful living, but this I surely know. It's cool, real cool in heaven, but it's awful hot below. Get off of that train of sin. Get off of that train of sin. Get off of that train of sin. Cause the devil is the engineer. Get off of that train of sin. The devil is the engineer.
I know we won't make it all the way through this song.
With a lot of Twinkies and ding-dongs, I can feed a lot of children in Ethiopia. And I know what I am talking about, because I used to be an Ethiopian. If it weren't for Twinkies and ding-dongs, still be an Ethiopian. As an Ethiopian infant, my mom fed me with a bottle filled with Twinkies and Ding Dong. Twinkies are good for you and for me. The white cream contains vitamin C. Ding Dongs are high. The two chocolate layers are kind of spicy.
There we go, the number 50 position, Twinkies and Ding Dongs. A classic, 412-621-WRCT, cell phone number here. Zombo here, oh my gosh, 1220 already. Aye.
In the Bible where it says manna, it means Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Of course the cloud that led the Israelites shaped like a ding dong. Oh yeah. Twinkies provide good insulation in your walls for your house. They can also make a great mattress or a couch. Oh yeah. Twinkies are recommends 49 a day. Ignore the Surgeon General's warning and eat your ding-dongs every day.
Hey, we made it to the end of Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Hot damn tamale at the 49 slot. We got Zombie by the Cymbals. Yeah. Yeah, and you might ask yourself, well, what makes this top 100? What makes this song so good? Why is this number 49? None of your damn business! That's what! None of your damn business!
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ag.
You've tuned into Pandemonium, a public affairs program with WSUT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on the show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs PA at WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium. Hello, my name is Thomas Garrison. I'm a math major, and I'm here interviewing Wes Pegden, professor of mathematics at CMU today. And my first question is, how do you choose problems to work on?
Oh, yeah, so that's a good question. So, math problems, I think we come to them in different ways. I mean, sometimes there's a problem that people have been thinking about for decades. And it's been around for a long time that people have been curious about, and it's something that a lot of people want to solve. Other times you have a problem that you comes up in some sort of application, where it would help you solve something else, and so you start thinking about the problem that way. But a lot of times there's just problems were posed at some point and people got interested in them, and then they've been open problems for quite some time, and then it's this thing that people are interested in and understand.
Nice. Do you think about like math recreationally when you go home? Are you still thinking about math, or did it shut off?
Oh yeah, I think I think it's you spend a lot of time thinking about math. At unusual times when you're not really you're kind of always. Yeah, it's always sort of at least in the mind. Yeah, some problem that you're working on, especially if you're really close to something, or you feel like or there's one little thing that you're trying to fix about some proof. Then it's hard to think about anything else.
Makes sense. What is your approach when you
start a new problem? How do you start, I guess?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that depends a lot on the problem. And also, yeah, I mean, also a lot on the person. I mean, sometimes you're working in some field where where you've done a lot of work and you have a lot of tools that you're familiar with and a lot of techniques. And maybe just by the nature of the problem, you have some ideas about how to get started. And, there are similar problems that where you have some idea of how they were solved. And other times you're doing something completely new. And it requires you to be much more exploratory and just, you know, sort of pursue a much more open-ended process of just sort of trying to get an understanding of what's going on without really knowing, where that will lead you.
And how do you decide if you, like, need to, like, pull in other people, or do you usually, like to work alone or what?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, sometimes, I think a lot of times people decide to work together on something because they sort of encounter the problem together. You know, this, they're already discussing something and then, oh, well, here's this thing that we've done. But other times, yeah, I mean, it can also happen that you're working on something and you think, well, this is something where I don't really know some technique or some, background that would be relevant here. Maybe so-and-so can help me with this. So I think both of those things happen. I think the social aspect of this is very real, and that, sometimes just, discussing things with people will lead to, will lead to the idea of trying to work out some problem, and that those people will work on it together.
Got it. What's the problem you worked on that is easy to explain?
Easy to explain. One problem that's in this category of things that, come from some application that people are interested in is something related to political districting.